At 6:06, it is fair and 63 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 88 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. A special session of the state legislature called by the governor begins today. The purpose, to fix a lawsuit reform measure declared unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court. It's advertised as a way to reduce frivolous lawsuits in Oklahoma and to make the state more business friendly. Some wanted other issues to be included, but Oklahoma House Speaker T.W. Shannon says this is the only topic that will be considered.
The governor's outlined specifically what we're able to take up, and I'm confident that's what we're going to do. We've already released the bills that we'll be looking at.
The speaker and the governor say it's important to keep the session brief to reduce the cost to taxpayers. Meanwhile, Democrats criticize the session as a waste of time and a waste of money. A man who is seeking custody of his Cherokee daughter has appealed a lower court decision to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Dustin Brown is appealing a decision from the Nowata County District Court. Brown for years has been fighting a South Carolina couple over the custody of his three-year-old daughter, Veronica. A Labor Day rally in Jinx dealing with labor. The spotlight was on prenatal care. Organizer Missy David says care is lacking in Oklahoma. For example, she cites the high cesarean surgery rates.
The C-section rate is abnormally high in Oklahoma. The World Health Organization recommends that the C-section rate should not be higher than 15%.
In Oklahoma, that rate is more than double that, at 32.4%. Bixby fire officials are looking into the cause of a house fire that left one man dead. The blaze was reported about 4 o'clock yesterday morning. Neighbors say the house was fully involved when fire units rolled to the scene. The house was located in a small neighborhood on the far south side of Bixby, where Highway 64 curves east toward Leonard. Two women who were in the house managed to get out safely. They're believed to be the man's mother and girlfriend. Last week, two companies announced plans to add 70 new jobs to the Tulsa area. Well, not huge. Those small job announcements are having a big impact on our economy. Chamber of Commerce's Chris Binge says Tulsa's energy sector is set to expand.
We see great opportunity in this next, this next century of our existence, in which this new energy development, this new production that's going to be coming online.
On Friday, Emerge Diagnostics announced plans to add 45 workers, while MidCon Energy announced it would add 28. Organizations are hiring dozens of navigators to help Oklahomans learn about new federal health care laws. Officials with organizations that have received federal grants say they're confident that the navigators will be ready by October 1st, when citizens can begin enrolling in health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act. Well, with the last big holiday of summer now behind us, it is full steam ahead to fall. USDA meteorologist Jan Schneider at El Reno says it will be difficult to predict, but she does expect it to be a very active season.
Because the atmosphere, ocean, and earth system, we've changed it to the point that it has to be more active. The system has energy, and when you change the system, the changes we've made all make it more energetic.
She says that does not necessarily mean more cold and snow, but it could mean more extremes. Our weather forecast, sunshine and very nice today, a high of 88. Tonight it'll be clear and pleasant, down to 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plentiful sunshine and a high of 90. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now, at 610, it is fair and 63. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.